Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question: what is unique to brain injuries in children? Answer: that's a great question. So on today's podcast, we will talk about child brain injury or pediatric brain injury. Pediatric is the fancy medical term for children. So to start, the biggest misconception, the biggest idea that is incorrect is that a child that has a brain injury will recover faster and easier than an adult who has had a brain injury. This misconception comes from an idea that, oh, a brain is developing. So if it gets injured, it's still being developed. What's the big deal? But that's incorrect. That fact actually exposes the reason of why a child who has a brain injury will have a harder time recovering fully than an adult who has a brain injury. It is because of the fact that a child, an infant's brain, is not fully developed. So there are a number of things seen. For example, look at a child, look at an infant. Their neck muscles are not yet fully developed. You have to hold an infant, a newborn's head, because an infant cannot control their own neck. They also have a larger head to body ratio, meaning the head looks abnormally large compared to the rest of the body, as opposed to when you see an adult's head on their neck with the rest of the body. So one, when a child's head gets thrown around, the neck can't help provide support to that head, which causes even more shaking of the brain to occur. If you look at the cellular structure of a child's brain, their brain cells are not yet fully matured. Therefore, those brain cells are more easily stretched and torn and broken, which causes more damage and symptoms from a child brain injury. In many cases, the skull is not yet fully formed, and there are very soft connections between the various parts of the skull. So this softness allows for more force to be thrown into a child's brain. And then there's also an increased blood-brain permeability, basically meaning that the borders between blood and brain tissue and such are not so strict. Things can easily get through, which can also damage the brain more. So these are a few aspects of a child's brain, which is the reason why a pediatric brain injury can cause more harm in a child than a brain injury in an adult. Something else that's frequently talked about in the pediatric brain injury topics is something known as abusive head trauma, commonly known as shaken baby syndrome. This is solely a brain injury in a child from shaking. Yes, in the adult world, we still have abuse, we still see it, but it's very common in the pediatric, in the children's arena of medicine. And hence, doctors, family members, teachers, and anyone that works with children should be on the lookout for signs of shaken baby syndrome. Now, another important aspect, as we all know, is that children go to school. Children go to school from preschool, kindergarten, all the way up to 12th grade, and then they become adults, and that's a separate topic. But children who may play sports, who may have a mild brain injury, also known as a concussion, will then have challenges possibly in school, whether it's with behavior, memory, attention, emotions, personalities. So with that being said, a child needs a gradual guidance back into their daily life, whether it be activities at home and activities at school. There are often individualized education programs, IEPs, that are made for children so that they can properly immerse back into school gradually. Teachers need to give the proper protocols for the child, allow them to be on a different path within the day. For children who have sustained moderate and severe brain injuries, there are also pediatric inpatient rehab hospitals. Similar to adult rehab hospitals, a child will have a full course of therapies throughout the day. In addition, there might be teachers to help provide education so they may not fall behind in school. But again, if someone's had such a severe brain injury, their academic path into the future will be very different than what it was before they sustained their brain injury. In addition, when someone has a moderate to severe brain injury, school has to likely look different, especially if they have physical challenges. There might be another school that can accommodate a child's new level of function more easily. This is something you will talk to the social workers and your care team at the pediatric rehab hospital. So these are a few highlights of a pediatric brain injury and a few differences from an adult brain injury to be aware of. But do know there are many fine care providers within the pediatric world to help a child recover from a pediatric brain injury. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.